Chapter 4, The Obstacles to Connecting to Intention. I love this following passage from William Blake's The Marriage of Heaven and Hell. It's the basis of this chapter about overcoming obstacles to the unlimited power of intention. Here's what he said, quote, "Does a firm persuasion that a thing is so make it so?" He replied, "All poets believe that it does. And in ages of imagination, this firm persuasion removes mountains. But many are not capable of a firm persuasion of anything," unquote. William Blake is telling us that poets have an inexhaustible imagination and consequently an unlimited ability to make something so. He also reminds us that many aren't capable of such a firm persuasion. In the previous chapter, I gave you suggestions for making positive connections to intention. I'm devoting this entire chapter to three areas that may be unrecognized obstacles to your connection to this power of intention. You're going to be examining your inner speech, your level of energy, and your self-importance or ego. These three categories can create almost insurmountable blocks to connecting to intention when they're mismatched. Taken one at a time, you'll have the opportunity to become aware of these blockages and explore ways of overcoming them. There's a game show that has aired on television for several decades now in syndication. It's called The Match Game. The object of this game is to match up your thoughts and potential responses with that of someone on your team, usually a partner or a family member. A question or statement is given to one partner, and several possible responses are offered. The more matches made in competition with two other couples, the more points received. The winner is the one with the most matches. I'd like to play the match game with you. Here's my version. I'm asking you to match up with the universal spirit of intention. As we go through the three categories of obstacles that hinder your connection to intention, I'll describe the areas that don't match and offer some suggestions for creating a match. Remember that your ability to activate the power of intention in your life depends exclusively on your matching up with the creative source of all life. Match up with that source and you win the prize of being like the source and the power of intention. Fail to match up and the power of intention eludes you. Your inner speech, match or no match? We can go all the way back to the Old Testament to find a reminder about our inner dialogue. For instance, "As a man thinketh, so is he." Generally, we apply this idea of becoming what we think about to our positive thoughts. That is, think positively and you'll produce positive results. But thinking also creates stumbling blocks that produce negative results. What follows are four ways of thinking that can prevent you from reaching for and connecting to the universal creative spirit of intention. First, thinking about what's missing in your life. To match up with intention, you first have to catch yourself in the moment that you're thinking about what's missing, and then shift to intention. Not what I find missing in my life, but to what I absolutely intend to manifest and attract into my life, with no doubts, no waffling, and no explaining. Here are some suggestions I'm going to offer you to help you to break the habit of focusing your thoughts on what's missing. Play a version of the match game and match up with the all-creating force. Here's a no match. I don't have enough money. Here's a match. I intend to attract unlimited abundance into my life. Here's a no match. My partner is grouchy and boring. Here's a match. I intend to focus my thoughts on what I love about my partner. Here's a no match. I'm not as attractive as I'd like to be. Here's a match. I'm perfect in the eyes of God, a divine manifestation of the process of creation. This isn't a game of empty affirmations. It's a way of matching yourself to the power of intention and recognizing that what you think about is what expands. If you spend your time thinking about what's missing, then that's what expands in your life. Monitor your inner dialogue and match your thoughts to what you want and intend to create. Here's a second way of thinking. Thinking about the circumstances of your life. If you don't like some of the circumstances of your life, by all means, don't think about them. This may sound like a paradox to you. In this match game, you want to match up with the spirit of creation. You must train your imagination, which is the universal mind running through you, to shift from what you don't want to what you do want. All of that mental energy you spend complaining about what is, to anyone who will listen, is a magnet for attracting more of it into your life.